Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. This is the time of the week when I take a couple of segments to talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us. And what I want to talk about now is something that has been going on for centuries. One of the great pastimes of the English landed gentry was fox hunting. Part of that fun involved the occasional need to distract the hounds away from the scent they'd been following, and they accomplished that by dragging a red herring, a real fish, on a string across the trail of the little furry guy. Since this smelly practice was essentially lying to the hounds by leading them in a false direction, in time it produced a handy and enduring metaphor. Today, instead of being associated with horses, dogs, and stuffy English nobility in red coats, a red herring is more likely to mean someone attempting to divert attention from the real issue at hand in a conversation, debate, or negotiations. Magicians call it sleight of hand. Politicians call it politics. My grandmother would have called it lying. But so sorry, Grandma, but there are examples when introducing a red herring into a conversation doesn't have to be sinister. For example, in a negotiation, it can be a handy defensive tactic. And in sales, sometimes a red herring can confirm how important an objection really is to a prospect. But there are other conversations when we introduce a red herring without realizing it. The ones we have with ourselves, the conversations we have with ourselves. And in those cases, since we know both sides of the debate because it's inside our head, the result is what Grandma said. We lie to ourselves. And I call that the personal red herring. It's one thing to use a red herring as a communication tool, but when we use one on ourselves, it's unproductive at best and disastrous at worst. Shakespeare addressed this issue in arguably his most famous play, Act 1, Scene 3 of Hamlet. Polonius is giving life lessons to his son Laertes, including this immortal gem: "This above all, to thine own self be true." If you can't be true to yourself, you can't be true to your dream. And a dream influenced by a personal red herring is an entrepreneurial train wreck waiting to happen. The most difficult decision for any business owner is when to keep trying and when to pack it in. And the dilemma on those horns could range from a smaller piece of your plan, like what to do about an underperforming employee or a product line, all the way to a gut check appraisal of the validity of your vision and the viability of your business model. During those times when my decision making was in jeopardy of stinking like a dead fish, wisdom from one of my mentors became very useful. When he knew I was facing a go, no-go decision, he said, "Do you have a fighting chance or just a chance to fight?" Over the years, I've determined that the key to success in business and indeed in life may be as simple as answering that question to myself truthfully, even when it stings. Do I have a fighting chance, or do I just have a chance to fight? More than at any other time in my career, the pandemic has caused business owners to have a go, no-go conversation with themselves. Millions of these conversations are about taking their pre-pandemic business into the post-pandemic economy. In this case, they may be true to themselves. They must be true to themselves when answering questions like this: am I doing enough of the right things to reset my business? Are we effectively determining our customers' new expectations? Is our digital transformation strategy working? Do we have the right people, systems, and policies in place? Or is our business model viable in the post-pandemic economy? Will it be viable in the post-pandemic economy? And finally, going forward, do I have a fighting chance or just a chance to fight? These are questions existing business owners ask themselves in that as they try to eliminate that red herring, that personal red herring. It may seem counterintuitive, but history shows difficult economic times actually increases interest in starting a new business, and just now, history is repeating itself. This exciting step always gives rise to hopeful entrepreneurs having quiet conversations with themselves, mostly about things they don't know. Startups having conversations with themselves about things they don't know. Unlike veteran owners of mature businesses, instead of wondering if they have what it takes to go on, these newbies need to know if they have what it takes to begin with. It's understandable that your new venture is at once heavy on passion, a little delusion, and a truckload of faith while being light on critical mass. This may sound strange, but at this tenuous stage, your goal is not so much to maximize success as it is to minimize failure. And a big part of that goal is avoiding personal red herrings. Another mentor taught me another way to tell if you're dragging a dead fish across the trail of your own dreams. He simply said, check your position. If you're contemplating a startup, check your position by answering hard questions like these to yourself without stinking up the place. Have I conducted enough due diligence to determine if my plan has a chance of success? Well, there's nothing wrong with having faith, but hope, my friends, is not a business model. Hope is not a strategy. Just telling yourself things will work out is a personal red herring. Telling yourself, just without evidence, just saying it, as could be a personal red herring. Is my activity so far resulting in any success? This is another question you have to ask yourself and answer. Is there any success, even little ones? If the dogs won't eat your dog food, if you've tried it and the dogs won't eat your dog food, convincing yourself that you need a little more time and work a little harder might be masking reality. I had a golf pro one time trying to help me with my golf swing. He said, you can't get better if you just keep practicing. He knew I practiced a lot. He said, if you're practicing the wrong swing, that's not going to help you. You have to practice the right swing. Here's another one. Are my assumptions performing? If the ratio of successes to opportunity is moving in the wrong direction, you don't have to win everything, but you got to win something. If the success of resources to opportunity is moving in the wrong direction, you're either on the wrong trail or on the wrong journey. Some people have told me that means a lot to them to think about that. Are you on the wrong trail or are you on the wrong journey? Two different answers. Am I cut out for this? Is another question to ask yourself. Entrepreneurship may not be for you. If it was easy, monkeys would be doing it. The pandemic has compressed a decade of marketplace disruption into a 12-month period. Regardless of which station you're in along the business ownership journey, you'll need all the information you can get to survive and thrive. And you'll need the truth, especially from yourself. My friends, use red herrings on your foxhounds when you're fox hunting. Don't use red herrings. Don't use personal red herrings on yourself, because this above all, to thine own self be true. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to take a quick break. We come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about some other things that are on my mind. One more segment things that I've got to say, just the two of us, after the break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Nice so still. Oh, how build you kingdom in that house. house on the hill, looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.